do not see. They have ears but do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. Not all of these other worthless gods. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion. He who dwells in Jerusalem, praise the Lord. So again, we will sing this twice. Just sing melody or whatever part until you figure it out. And then when we get to the end of the second time, we'll just hold that hum while Joseph Miller first, he'll read the first set of verses, and then we sing that between. And at the end, we're going to all say verse 26 together and then sing it twice more. If you get the mic up to, do you have it? Okay. Can I get an F, Anthony?
For his steadfast love endureth forever. Steadfast love endureth forever. For his steadfast love endureth forever. Steadfast love endureth forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever.
To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt,
for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Go ahead and read the next set as well.
With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him that divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. Another one?
In 15 and 16.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever.
For his steadfast love endureth forever. Steadfast love endureth forever.
To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever.
Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever.
Altogether, verse 26. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever.
For his steadfast love endureth forever. Steadfast love endureth forever.
Father, we know those words. We've often said them, but we don't always live as though we believe them and as though our heart beats with that knowledge that your love endures forever. We ask that you would take our little dramas and busynesses and all those things that we have in our awarenesses this morning that can distract us from seeing you and from reveling in the fact that your kingdom is everlasting and that your love for us is more than we can comprehend. Help us to really let that soak into our hearts this morning in whatever way you choose to bring that to us. And to praise you in our times of awareness that your love is more than we can comprehend. We ask that you be in the Sunday school classes from young to old, and in the songs we sing and in the sermon we hear, all of those things would lead us to you. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Teachers in the basement can be dismissed.